Within the last 30 days, I received a delightful text. When I first read it, I didn't know who it was that sent it. It was from a number that didn't have attached to it a name in my normal texting mechanism. But it was a delightful email. It reflected back on some 30 years ago when I had a relationship with this person. They reported that that morning they were looking for a notepad in order to take notes in a meeting. And what they found was this old note that they had written years ago, this 20 to 25 years ago, when we were associated together in a meeting that I conducted. And she then just took a picture of that notepad and sent it to me. It just recorded an impact that I had had on her and on her life on that day. And it was profound to me. I was moved by the fact that I had actually made a difference in someone's life so many years ago. As I reflected on how that made me feel, it caused me to remember a story I had heard in a book written by a man, Von Featherstone. He talked about Valentine's Day coming in their household, and his daughter had been very careful to go around to each bedroom door and place a box for Valentine's that the family would share with one another. And for each day of the week leading up to Valentine's Day, this man would come home and he would anxiously look in his box, and there he would find a Valentine from his daughter who had initiated this whole project. Every day he came home to find a new Valentine in his box. He was so excited, and he shared his excitement with his wife. And she said, "Isn't that wonderful?" Now, do you know how many Valentines she's received in her box during the last week? None. Here was his daughter, who was bringing joy to the rest of the family. Each day they looked forward to getting their new Valentine. Each day they were uplifted and encouraged by her little note of appreciation and love. But no one had thought to reciprocate. And that's the story that came to my mind as someone reached out to me to uplift and edify me. And I realized that if I'm going to be a better member of my social community, I need to put Valentines in their boxes, not just wait to receive them in my own. Here's my tip. Write a thank you note to someone you haven't seen for a long time, a teacher, a friend, someone who mentored you. Elevate their day, and it will make you feel better too.